balls. Everybody, we are smaller in number today, but we are here to praise the Lord, and I am thankful for that. We also have those on the Facebook, so welcome, and we are just going to come and praise the Lord. We have a couple of announcements. Masks are required, especially in the narthex. We have to wear them. We've gotten all, including me, have gotten lax. Remember to wear the masks. I'm going to keep it on so I can remember. I think when we're apart like this, it's not bad, but when we're back there where it's close quarters, I think it's really important that we keep the masks on. We have gotten very kind of lax with that, so you'll remember. Prayer meeting on Wednesday night. I encourage you to go on Zoom. There's a sheet back there if you want to get the code to come to get on and pray with us. It's a good time. And there, you could just call on the phone. You don't have to be on Zoom if you don't want. You can just call on the phone. Rick and Carolyn were calling on the phone, but lately it's been Zoom. So encourage you to get that. Come and pray with us. Food pantry is open on Wednesdays after gleaning. So the gleaners meet, and then if you know someone that needs help, encourage them to come for gleaners and then stay, and they will give you extra help if you need it. And also on Sunday, they do Sunday right after church. If you need to know somebody, invite them to church and to come, and they will give them, help them with food. So encourage them to come for them, for that too. Also schedule an appointment with Sherry. We're going to try our Simple Potluck February 13th and watch The Chosen, second season, first and second episodes. I don't know what to call them. So I encourage you to plan to stay for the potluck. It's really fun to just get to be able to get together and then watch the videos. So, and then also where the ladies are going to be going on retreat, and it's over President's Day weekend, so it will be the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So there's forms in the back if anybody wants to fill one out and come. That would be great. All right, so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just welcome you to this place, Lord. We're just thankful to be here. We're thankful that we have this place to come to worship. Father, I know there's quite a few that are not well, that are staying home today, and I just lift them up to you. I just pray that your healing touch will be on them, and just get them better so they can come back to us. I know there's some, Lori, that have tested positive with COVID. We just want her to get better, and Bill is not feeling well, so we lift him up to you. And just be with us, Lord, and those that are watching. If there's anyone that's ill, we just pray for them. We pray that your healing touch will be on them also. I lift Pastor Robert up to you. I just pray for him as he shares the message. And I just pray that it touches each one of our hearts as we hear his sermon, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you that we have him here. We praise you for the songs. Let it just be music to your ear as we sing them. We're small in number, but we're praising you, Lord, because we love you so much. Thank you, Lord, for all of the blessings that you give us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, call to worship is Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? All right, shine, Jesus, shine.
Shine on me. Shine. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Anyone think they're blessed to be here? Yeah, absolutely. Anybody think they're blessed to be able to use Facebook and join us that way?
Amen.
Yes. God is good. You guys know that one? If I say God is good, you say
all the time.
And if I say all the time,
God is good.
All right, good, good. There's the heartbeat out there today. All right, good. Just making sure his mind's just kicking along too. Let us take our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. Father Lord, thank you for the many blessings you have given us. Each other, even the internet, as a tool to be in fellowship today for those that can't join us. Lord, for comfort to each other through COVID. For strength to endure it. For wisdom to understand it. And the finances to get through it. Thank you for retirements. Thank you for jobs. Thank you for the many blessings you give us with. Let us now be faithful to return those to you. Amen.
How great is our God. Sing to me, how great is our God. all who see how great is our God. Sing that again. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All who see how great is our God.
Name above all names.
Name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. Our hearts will sing how great is our God.
Say it again. Name above all names.
Name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
How great.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great, how great. Our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you, Robert. Now we get to the most treasured time of the service, when we get to pray for each other. And so if anyone has a need or request they would like to share, we can do that. I know that I'm looking in the bulletin at many needs, so please make sure you take that home for continued prayer during the week. A couple updates on there. Paul is home. Paul Baker is home. Yes. Here, here, here. And another update, not in the positive direction, but in the prayerful direction, is that Gene Scratcher is now positive. After having all those around him at home positive, he has now got COVID too. So prayer for Gene, Lori, and Crystal family as they get through this Omicron. So let's praise God for progress. My Uncle Stan Marvel with his cancer battle. My dad just brought that up. I want to lift up all the teachers I work with and that profession, as well as, you know, many that are in the public service that just have to go to work during this time. God's protection and angels of mercy follow over all of us as we get through this. I know this last week I was 4 different teachers. So we'll see how many I get to be this week. It's kind of fun to teach some kids I don't normally teach. So, kind of the bright side of it. So, yes. So they're pretty sure they got all of it. Praise for Leo Hesselgesser and his current cancer battle, or shall we hopefully say victory here in Jesus, amen. So. That's a big
big step. When you want to get up and take a shower. That's a big step. Anyone else? A prayer request or praise to share?
Continue praying for Ted's mom, Betty, as she makes a transition to memory care. A new place to be. I know that we're living with that in my home, so prayer for us, because my father-in-law is with us. And some days has good days, and some days not so much with his memory sometimes. So, Carol and Don and I, as Carol goes through chemo and radiation treatment for cancer battle. Anyone else have it? Have a well. So Linda's asking for prayer with a bunch of medical tests coming up. Absolutely. And we have one in the back. Yes. So we had a praise of surviving a neck fall praise, and then prayer request that you can hopefully get out of the neck brace, right? Okay, so I'm gapping on your name, and I'm ignorant, so please tell me. Connie. So that prayer request is for Connie. So those of you who are with us virtually, pray for Connie and her continued recovery. That's been a while. I do. One of my favorite songs on Christian radio has a line in it: "Lord, move, or move me."
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm the one that needs to be moved. Carolyn. Living in the light of his son and in the sunlight. This last week has been enjoyable. I have one student that I serve that vitamin D is like the best medicine for her. And we went on extra walks this week. And it was just, I'm with you there. Just to praise, be out in the sunshine. Take off your coat. Just take in the heat. Debbie. So Debbie's asking for prayer over Highway 6, for safe travels for many. And it's been a bad week on the road. 7 accidents, so pray for those that have been affected, obviously. This is our neighborhood. This is our community. It's our backyard. It's a big backyard. It's God's backyard. It's our backyard. Anyone else have a prayer or praise request? Praise request. Prayer request. Okay, I want to take a moment and lift up Ted. So, Ted, I'm going to put you on the spot some. I hope you're awake back there. I'm going to ask you, Ted, if you'd come forward up here. I'd like to put you in a chair, lay hands on you, and pray for you. And the rest of the congregation come around you because you're kind of in the unknown, and we want to keep this going. So, Ted, would you come on up, please?
Wearing your masks.
The mask is mostly for Ted's protection at this point.
Lord, we thank you so much for these people that have affected our lives and have been part. part of our family and are part of our family for eternity. But we know their hearts are listening and we know that they trust you. So, Lord, work a miracle in their lives. Lord, let Carol be able to get out of her neck brace soon. Or Connor, get out of her neck brace soon. And Carol, get out of her camp of God, and then fall as well. And Lord, we know we can trust you for all things. Lord, we are all public service workers who have to be exposed right now, Lord. Protect them and their families. Lord, watch over mine because they're important to me right now. And Lord, just be with all the students on this earth. Give them peace and grace to the previous season. Covering 25 loves and Lord, strengthen all of my fellow co-workers to be filled with your love. Lord, we just thank you for those in the medical profession. Give them fresh energy, give them fresh hearts, give them fresh eyes to see every patient. And my entire Father, Lord, we lift up this great nation. We ask, Lord, for your guidance to give it to all of our leaders, local, county, state, federal. Sometimes it seems like we're watching the community service, but God, we know you are a service master, and we know that your will will be done no matter how all those things play out. And we trust your sovereignty in our lives, in the lives of this nation, in the lives of all of our friends and neighbors and family. And though it might be hard, we trust that those of our people that desire were still created out of love by you and worthy of our love. Because you Lord, let us be peacemakers. We say, blessed are the peacemakers. Let us be peacemakers. All these things we ask in your son's name. And everybody together, as the family said, amen.
Come on up, Ashton. Are you going to go to Children's Church or stay, Ashton? You're going to stay? Are you going to go to Children's Church? Okay. That's fine. Just trying to make sure. It's a little bit of an awkward Sunday, so I usually like to say a prayer over the kids going to Children's Church. So. Father God, we lift up this young soul to you, this blessed creation that you have put together, wrapped up in a wonderful package and called Ashton. His heart loves you, Father God. This is true. Lord, just be with Sherry today as she brings a lesson. And Lord, let it enter Ashton's heart with peace and love and assurance that you love him. Amen.
Well, good morning. It certainly is a pleasure to be with you this morning, for those of you here in the service, those of you who may be watching online. Last time I was with you, I noticed that many of you were taking notes, so I provided a little outline for you so that you might be able to make some notes that help you kind of recall some of the things that I'm talking about this morning. Linda can grab you one. She has a bunch right there. There's some more that back there, Linda. Back there. How to overcome that sinking feeling? How do we defeat doubt? And your testimony was right on what I'm talking about. There are times in life when we all have that sinking feeling. Things seem to be going downhill and downhill fast. We're not even sure if we're going to survive. Even today with COVID and inflation, supply chain issues, empty shelves in stores, fuel costs skyrocketing, partisan politics, we are living in difficult, depressing times. How do we deal with that? Maybe you're sitting at home and you're overcome and overwhelmed by all that's happening in this world. Well, God has an answer for you. Before I get into that scripture, I want to share a story with you. My son-in-law's daughter was at a concert in Las Vegas a few years ago, where someone was in the MGM hotel shooting a rifle down, killing several people. She happened to be at that concert. And the next day or two afterwards, she wrote a Facebook post that I want to share with you. Listen to her words. This is Lindsay. All day I have been struggling to find the words to express the absolute rushing emotional anguish of last night and today. The scene was a straight-up war zone, and I will never forget the feeling of complete helplessness being pinned down as shots continued relentlessly all around us. As we first realized what was happening and ran to escape, one of those shots struck Jenna, who was tremendously brave and strong and recovering in stable condition at the hospital right now. I had decided I would list some of the things I am thankful for. I am thankful for strangers who helped Nina and I with Jenna as we fled the venue. I am thankful for first responders who shielded us with vehicles and protected us once we made it to the street. I am thankful for the safety of my friends and family who made it to safely to cover, jumping over fences, running and hiding the best we could. I am thankful for Nina's composure and strength as we attempted to find an ambulance for her sister, helping keep Jenna calm, focused, and alert. I am thankful for the hospital staff at University Medical Center for helping Jenna when we could no longer. I am thankful Jenna is surrounded by friends and family as she makes her recovery. That bullet could have hit any of us. I am thankful. I am thankful. Hug your loved ones closer and pray for a better world. This. How does anyone deal with this? 57 dead, over 400 injured, and a personal friend among the wounded. And yet, in the midst of that trauma and tragedy, she chooses to be thankful. I'm sure the emotions are overwhelming. Fear, anger, bitterness, retribution. So many directions emotions can go. But upon reflecting on that tragedy and the trauma that she experienced, she settles on thankfulness. And that's the difference in our lives. When we see trauma, when we see tragedy through the eyes of faith, While evil rains down on innocent people and personal friends, the focus is not on the negative emotions, but a faith that results in thanksgiving, a faith that rests in hope and healing. I am thankful for Lindsay's testimony. I personally told her how proud I was, because it was a reflection, not of her fear, but of her faith. To overcome even the grip of evil, to live a life of thankfulness. That was Lindsay's story. And as I thought about that story, there's a similar story said by the psalmist in Psalm 77. I want to read that for you now. Listen to the words of the psalmist. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago, remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused and my spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never again show his favor? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Ever felt that way? Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great is our God. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeem your people, descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The psalmist experienced the same emotions that we go through today. And in Psalm 77, we hear his cry of anguish and frustration. He had this sinking feeling, and he was going to put it into words. I think many of us, if not all of us, have felt this way at one time or another in our lives. Psalm 77 is a reminder of how to face that sinking feeling. How to face when doubts come into your mind, whenever we may be experiencing a hard life. Let's look at his response. Verse chapter 77, verses 1 through 3. Look, he says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night. I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You know what? He was feeling ignored. I'm crying out to you, God, and you're just ignoring me. I mean, if any of us are ignored, I mean, that's one of the terrible feelings we have in life, when people aren't paying any attention to us or care about us. You come to the conclusion, God doesn't care. And that's what the psalmist was saying. He says, I'm in distress. God doesn't care. God, can't you see the trouble I'm going through? Why aren't you answering me? It's frustrating. It makes you angry when you're being ignored. And so the psalmist appeals to God, but he finds no comfort in feeling he's being ignored and unanswered. But emotions don't end there. So he's feeling ignored, but then he goes on and says something else. In verse 4, you kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. Insomnia. Can't sleep. Sleepless nights. I'm worrying about the future. I'm worrying about my finances. I'm worrying about my health. I'm worrying about the family. I'm worrying about my relationship with you, God. I'm worrying about this pandemic. So much so, I can't even sleep at night. It's not even I can't sleep. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say anymore, God. You're so worn out by life circumstances that you can't get any rest, and you can't even put into words what you're feeling anymore. that's where he's at. He goes on, verse 5 and 6. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused, thinking about the past. He's saying, the best days are gone. The good old days are gone. The past is so much better than today. Over and over in his mind, he replays the good old days like a broken record. And it only leads to more frustration and anger and bitterness and depression. He continues, verses 7 through 9. My spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? He's feeling rejected. Unloved. Broken promises. God, where's your mercy? You know, that's a great thing about grace and mercy. Grace is where God gives you what you don't deserve, you can't earn. Mercy is when God doesn't give you what you do deserve. That's a wonderful thing, to experience the mercy of God. But here he's feeling like, God, you're not even merciful to me. Negativity rules. Pessimism reigns. Those emotions are his constant companion. I sum it up this way as I thought about this. I feel like praying does no good. I can't sleep or talk about it. I dwell on how good things used to be with no hope for their return. And I fear God doesn't care and things will never get better. That's what he's experiencing. And I admit, I've been there before. I've experienced those emotions in my life. And how then do you deal with it? How do you overcome it? You know, we've experienced and had some very, I don't know how the psalmist felt. Maybe he was having just a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Or a bad week, or a bad month, or a bad year, or like us, the past 2 years. Been there, done that. Doubt is like an earthquake in our lives. Just like an earthquake shakes the very foundation of our house that we live in, doubt shakes the very foundation of our faith in God. When doubt overwhelms us, we can spiral down into the depths of depression. We have that sinking feeling overwhelming you, and you go from doubt to fear to anxiety to despair to depression, which eats away at your faith in God. But let me tell you what I personally discovered about doubt. God wants to use doubt, not to defeat you or depress you, but to lead you to a confirmation of your faith. So here's the thing. When those doubts come, when those struggles come, don't fear doubt. You see, our faith is revealed in how you deal with your doubts. So welcome doubt as an opportunity to affirm faith. When doubt comes, it can do one or two things. It can drive us to God, which is the way God intends for it to be. Or we can allow the devil to use it to drive us away from God. So doubt has a purpose. God is not afraid of you to experience doubt because he knows through that doubt, you can be driven back into the hands of God. God also understands that through that doubt, if you let the devil eat away at your heart, you can turn and reject him. You know, it's the same way with guilt. People say, oh, I feel guilty. Don't fear guilt. Because guilt can be something that drives you to be a better person, to be closer to God. I remember a woman came to me and she came to the altar one Sunday morning. She came up and she said, Pastor, oh, I feel so I just want to be closer to God. Nice request, isn't it? Wonderful request. But I asked her a question. I said, is there anything happening in your life right now that keeps you from being closer to God? Because I know God wants to be close to you. And she broke down and started weeping, and I wasn't sure why. And she said, oh, this morning before I came to church, I got into a fight with my husband. That was why she felt distant from God. There was a relationship that was broken, that was hurting, and it was eating away at her heart. And so she felt this guilt. But was it a good thing? It drove her to seek God's help. So guilt is not a bad thing. God allows guilt to drive you closer to Him. But the devil will use it to drive you farther away. It's the same thing with trials. You know, James chapter 1, count it all joy when you go through these trials. Why? Because it affirms your faith and your trust in God. So don't be afraid of those things. Don't be afraid when you start to doubt, when you sometimes feel guilt, when you sometimes are going through difficult times, because those are all emotions that can help us draw close to God. But even in the psalmist's mind, there's one big question he's wrestling with in verses 7 through 9. And I believe it is this: has God changed? Has God changed? For the psalmist, everything he has known and experienced and remembered about God is now in doubt. He's struggling with the question, has the God I've known changed? Isn't that the question we all face during difficult times? Is the God I believe in real? Has the God I believed in changed? I mean, all my life I've believed this, and suddenly I'm going through all this struggle. And I can't feel Him. I can't sense Him. I can't hear Him. And it comes down to this: can I count on you, God? Can I count on you? Have you changed? He just feels that if God has changed, he's lost God's favor, he's lost God's love, he's lost God's promises, he's lost God's grace, he's lost God's compassion. If God has changed and not is who he says he is, then everything is lost. There is an answer for those times of doubt and despair. There's an answer for defeating doubt. And the psalmist reveals it in verses 10 through 15. Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the ears of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works, and I will consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. With your mighty arm, you redeem your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Let me tell you, when you're going through doubt, when you got that sinking feeling, God has a gift for you. And if you're there right now, living with doubt, or if you find yourself doubting future, it is the gift of memory. See the psalmist's words? Then I thought. Those times of doubt can come and be overwhelming, but stop and think. Choose to consciously focus on God and not on how you feel. In the first nine verses of the psalm 77, he focuses on his feelings. The personal pronoun I, me, or my is used 18 times. All the focus is on his emotions, on his feelings, as he has these doubts, as he struggles with life. But from verses 10 to 20, when he says, I thought, he moves his focus on God. And on those 10 to 20 verses, he says 26 times he refers to God or you. Or you're in referring to God. You see, the key to overcoming that sinking feeling, the key to overcoming doubt and defeating those feelings of abandonment, confusion, helplessness, depression, anger, bitterness, and negativity is to use the gift of memory, to use the power of God-given gift of memory to overcome feelings. See what the psalmist says. Mark it in or in your notes, I will appeal. That's a legal term, like in court. I will appeal back to God. I will state my case over again. I will remember all that God has done. I will meditate on what God has done in the past. I will consider what God has done. Remembering is a conscious choice. God has already proven himself. And we can confirm that when we choose to remember. God has been and continues to be gracious. God has been and continues to be loving. God has been and continues to be forgiving. He continues to be merciful. He is powerful. He is our healer. He is our redeemer. God continues to be good. And in Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, Jesus, those have never changed. They are who they say they are. And as we, as a country, we are reeling from the tragic events of this past year. COVID deaths, inflation, supply chain issues, empty shelves, fuel skyrocketing, partisan politics has said, we're living in difficult, depressing times. Life is hard. Emotionally, we are worn out, drained of our energy and strength, and confused about the future. But let me share one more story with you. This happened several years ago, too. 2015, there was a tragic workplace shooting. So I want to share one survivor's story, 26-year-old Denise Peraza. Her life was spared, not because the shooter saw her and turned the other way, but because a valiant 45-year-old co-worker named Shannon Johnson, a Christian, shielded her body with his own and saved her life. She was shot in the lower back, but listen to her recount the situation. This is her story. Wednesday morning at 10:55 a.m., we were seated next to each other at a table, joking about how we thought the large clock in the wall might be broken because time seemed to be moving so slowly. I would have never guessed that only 5 minutes later we would be huddled next to each other under the same table, using a fallen chair as a shield from over 60 rounds of bullets being fired across the room. While I cannot recall every single shot that played out that every single second that played out that morning, I will always remember his left arm wrapped around me, holding me close as possible next to him behind that chair. And amidst all the chaos, I will always remember him say these words, I got you. When that sinking feeling comes in your life, remember, because that's what God is saying to you. I got you. I got you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I got you. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Because I got you. For those of us who believe, that's a comforting thought. But if there's someone out there today that's listening and you're not a believer and you're going through all these devastating emotions, you got that sinking feeling, your life is filled with doubts about the future, there is an answer to those feelings. It's believing in the one who can make you new. It's the one who can change who you are, who can change how you see life. It's believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If we allow the evil one to cause us to focus on our troubles and control our emotions, it will surely bring doubt and sorrow. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to help us remember who God is and what God has done, we will be singing a song of praise and thanksgiving. Here's my simple solution to dealing with doubt. Acknowledge God, believe God is still in control, and trust God for your future. On your notes, I put some verses on the back, just to kind of help you through, or hopefully help you through when you struggle with those times. A couple are familiar with me that I have, and 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. God cares. And then the other one is Philippians 4:8. And I'll just read that for you because it has always been one of my favorite. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. When those doubts, when that fear comes, focus on who God is, what he's done, and what he will do. Use God's gift of memory to lift you up out of your despair, out of your doubts, out of your depression, because he's the great I am. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I want to close by sharing a song with you, and if you know the words, will be on the screen, but if you know the song, please feel free to sing along. It's a fairly new song. This song caught my attention when I heard one phrase on the song, because with a lot of songs, whenever I hear the lyrics, I always say, well, where is that in the Bible? There's so much stuff coming out now, and some of it's like, I'm not so sure. But the lyrics of this, your goodness is running after me. It's running after me. And I thought, I know that. That's true. Where is that? Well, Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. God's goodness is following us. It's running after us. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Sing that with me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I'll give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing the goodness. Sing it out. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Yes, he is. Sing that one more time. God. All my life he has been faithful, and all my life he has been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness. Let's pray. Father, thank you. You are so good. You are faithful to us. We can trust you. Even when life gets hard, even when that sinking feeling comes and doubts seem to overwhelm us, we can pause. We can remember just how good you are. And we can find thanks. We can find peace. And we can find hope. And yes, we can experience joy resting in your arms. Amen.
Right through my wall.